Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. It's the Everyday Saturday show. Fresh out of day two of my orientation at the University of Cincinnati. I was down there with my daughter, Madeline, my oldest child, who, by the way, asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? You know, that was 15 years ago. That's how fast time flies, baby. That's how fast time flies. You might have a 15-year-old. You might have a 35-year-old. Heck, you might just getting started like I was back 15, 18 years ago with just a toddler. Life comes at you fast, man. And I'm telling you, there are ups, downs, and it's going to get worse. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is this the Everyday Saturday show? I always got to say that. I got to chuckle. Sam, this is not very motivational. Let me tell you, one of the most motivational things I've ever had said to me was a gentleman who I used to know back in the day, casual acquaintances, great guy, salt of the earth, went to my church, and I would just see him every now and again. I'm like, dude, you're happy. Why are you so happy? And he's like, oh, well, look, man, let me tell you something. I know that on a moment's notice, well, actually without any notice, life can turn really bad on you. Whether that's a loved one passes away or you get a really bad health diagnosis or you lose your job, all of which I've had happen to me. This is him talking. So I am going to live it up today and I'm going to smile today because I know it's going to get worse. And I'm thinking, And I thought about that and I'm like, well, this guy's really happy and he said that. That's really weird. And then I thought about it some more because it just rattled my brain. I couldn't believe like that. I thought he was going to say, oh, well, you know, just another day above ground. Why not? Be grateful. You know, like everybody else says, which is all true. You know, we should be grateful, but we're not. And when he said that, though, like, because it's going to get worse, man. I'm like, he's right. I mean, none of us are getting out of this life alive. So that's one thing that there's very little sense of urgency to people's lives. Like, I'll get to it. Yep. I'll definitely get to that. Yeah. I'll definitely get to the gym or I'm definitely going to launch that dream, Sam. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that. This was really good. Thanks. I'm going to definitely get to it. Really? Okay. When? Like, okay. But don't you understand that you're getting closer to your last day on earth than you are to your first day on earth? I mean, I'm just a little bit confused, you know? I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything. I'm 3 minutes in. Book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your call. Let's go. Let's get after it. Have a sense of urgency to your life, you know? Quit dilly-dallying around saying someday, one day, which isn't on the calendar, you're going to get this thing done or you're going to do it. And, oh, I've got a job and I can't and I got this and can't. Look, man, or girl, okay, you got what everybody else got. You got commitments, okay? You got commitments. I got commitments. We all got commitments. But what are you committed to? Are you committed to your legacy or are you committed to somebody else? You're building a dream for them. They're getting rich. They get to work off your hard labor and all that good stuff. Don't do it. Go to launchwithsam.com and book your 30-minute call with me and I'll get you going and we'll create massive momentum and you'll be smiling like you ate a banana sideways. Anywho, back to the sense of urgency. I thought that was really profound, and I never expected that to come from a gentleman who was so happy and so grateful. But then as I thought about it more, I'm like, you know, that makes all the sense in the world. He's right. It's going to get worse. You know, it's going to get worse. Whether, you know, God forbid, I mean, you know, something with your kids happens that, you know, is less than desirable or something in your life or, you know, golly, I mean, when you own a business, how many different things can go wrong? It's like the list of how many things can go right is a lot shorter, you know? And when you think about it, it's not demotivating. It's not depressing It's like, oh yeah, man, I get that. I got to have a sense of urgency right now. Like, I'm going to go take that vacation. I'm not going to wait. I'm pulling. I mean, look, the work can wait. This can wait. Our family, we just booked a trip to Myrtle Beach. I've never been to Myrtle Beach in my life, man. Never in my life. I've never even been to the state of South Carolina. Can you believe that? I've driven through it when I moved to West Palm Beach from Bradford, PA. I drove through whatever part of South Carolina I-95 goes through. But we're going to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Never been, and I'm doing the whole touristy thing. Chevy Chase on steroids, man. I want to stay at the most touristy hotel. I want the umbrella drinks. I want to do all the cheesy cheese whiz you can do. Just lay it on thick. That's what I want to do because I've never done it before. You know, I guess you can call it a bucket list type thing. You know where I really got to get to? I got to get to the northwestern part of the United States. I've never been North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. None of that. Oregon, state of Washington, never been anywhere near that stuff. Heck, Minnesota, been through the airport once. Wisconsin, nope, never been in Wisconsin. I mean, all that's, I got to get up there. So anyway, I'm saying all of this, there's got to be a sense of urgency. Because my wife and I were literally talking Monday night, today's Wednesday, and we're just talking. She's like, oh, we should go to a trip. I'm like, I can think, look, and I started doing what I'm telling you not to do. Oh, I got a client coming in this week. I got a client coming in next month. We can't do it that. And then I got this. And I said, you know what? Why not? So I got on the old interwebs Monday night, and I'm sitting in my chair, my laptop's about 8 o'clock. And I just started, I searched TripAdvisor just like you do, you know, Airbnb, all these different places, settled on a hotel. I forget the name of it, but it's a really nice oceanfront resort hotel. Set us back a couple grand, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm thinking $2,000, really, that's going to stop us from having a vacation. And it wasn't even the money. It was more about all the, just the moving parts. We got a daughter going on her first mission trip to Guatemala, July 1st. We got the same daughter going to college 6-7 weeks after that. We got a couple other daughters in sports. And we got, of course, our youngest Susan requires a lot of work. She's got speech therapy and swimming lessons and all this stuff. You know what? Do it. So I sent it a group text to our family and all my daughters and said, hey guys, this is where we're staying, middle of July, here it is. And they went nuts. They was like, oh my God, that's a memory. It's a memory. And all it took was a point and a click. That's all it took to create a memory. That's all, well, you'll figure out how to pay for it. Look, $2,000, if you put it on a credit card, even if you took 12 months to pay it off, what's it gonna be? You know, $200 a month to create a memory like that? I mean, that's your cell bill is more than that every month. You know, going out to dinner every month is more than that. Create memories with the people who you actually want to create the memories with, and stop creating memories with coworkers, bosses, just negative people. You know, it's like, oh, I got to go meet so-and-so today. She's going to be so depressed, you know, because it's going to get worse. And that should inspire you. That should absolutely inspire you to have a sense of urgency to your life. Now, what I would love for you to do is get this thing off the ground that you want to get going and quit making the excuses that you don't have all the tools. That is the worst excuse ever. You could drive a truck through that excuse. It's so bad. It's just so bad. I don't know how. My response is YouTube. YouTube. Get on YouTube and watch the 8,000 videos that people are making every minute about the very topic it is that you want to get started. And when you're ready to go faster, call me. Go to launchwithsam.com. You know, if you want success, get on YouTube. Figure it out and start Googling this stuff, what it is you want to do. And if you want it faster, get on my calendar. And I'll show you how to cut that thing down in record time. And get that legacy built. You owe it to yourself to build the legacy. And you owe it to yourself to have a sense of urgency. But please, for the love of all that is holy, don't make the same excuses everybody else does about why you can't do it. Book that vacation, go to the spa today, get your massage, go for a walk, buy the new car. I'm not saying to go into debt. I'm not saying that. But if you're driving around a bucket of bolts, it's always in the repair shop, pull the trigger on a lease for $200 a month that's covered under a 3-year warranty. Just treat yourself, because you never know when the tide's going to turn, but you do know one thing, it's going to turn. Every other motivational doof out there is going to say, oh, go to bad days, prosperity, abundance every single day. That's great. That's not reality, though. You know, you can still be grateful through the trial. Don't misunderstand that message. You can still thank God for the trial you're in, because that's a blessing. Because you know what? You're going to learn a hell of a lot more in that trial than you ever learned in the celebration, okay? So, yeah, it's still cool to thank God for the trials that you're in, but it's not cool to walk around like, oh, every day is Saturday. It is, but Saturday's a mindset. I mean, you guys know we've been to hell and back, our family, over the past 5 years with what we've had to deal with. You know that. I still show up and I still do this podcast because it's cathartic for me. It's therapeutic for me. It brings me great joy to be able to actually speak for a living. I don't take any of that for granted, but I'm not saying every day over the past 5 days was the most beautiful symphony you've ever listened to. Some of the days sucked. It sucked. But I went through the valley just like you go through the valley. I didn't pitch my tent in the valley. I didn't camp out there. I was only passing through. So understand that. When you have a sense of urgency, you get stuff done. And it doesn't need to be perfect. Because when you're urgent, remember, when you're running and you got to get something done, you don't care if it's done perfect. You don't care if the makeup's put on just right. You don't care if your hair's done just right. You don't care if the pants are pressed and the penny loafers are looking sweet, you know? You just want to get out the door and get moving because there's something waiting for you. There's something waiting for you. Imagine if you had something exciting waiting for you. Would you wait and get until everything was perfect till you left the house? No, you'd go running out the house to go get it. That's what I'm saying. Don't wait for it to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. I'm saying to go get it. All right, go and get it.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.